Okay, hello everyone, and thank you for joining us this morning, or if it's morning for you, it's noon for me, so whatever time it is for you, thanks for joining. And I'm Astara Rowell, known as America's Life Purpose Coach, and I have been holding these weekly meditations just so that many minds can come together and focus together on creating a world that we want to see. And anchoring more light on the planet. And so as you anchor light within yourself, you anchor it for the planet as well. And today we are going to be connecting with the universal mind. So what is the universal mind? Well, the universal mind is unmanifest essence, right? It's the substance from which all form is created. And this is higher intelligence. And it perfectly creates your thoughts and beliefs as the world that you see around you. So everything that you have in your life, your home, your relationships, your career, your finances, everything that you have is what you have created. And we're all a part of this universal mind, and we can tap into it deliberately to create what we want. Now, as you probably know from the Law of Attraction, most people create by default because they aren't aware that their thoughts and beliefs will be perfectly mirrored for them by universal intelligence. And even those of us who know this can catch ourselves in thoughts that we really don't want to see manifest. And, you know, as we go along our physical trail, too, we have developed beliefs that don't really serve us, some of which we are aware of and some of which we're not aware of. But when we turn deliberately, you know, and we say, I'm going to deliberately create, that's when we can start changing our lives and what we see going on around us as well. Our reality really isn't as rigid as we think it is. So by focusing on what we do want and seeing it as done and getting into that feeling place, we can create it in our lives. Now, I started doing these meditations actually in response to the election and the feelings that many people were having around that situation and continue to have. So I wanted to do something positive, okay, to pull people together, to focus our intentions as a group in a positive way. So, you know, what you see on the news and in the paper can actually, you know, I just see it from so many people, even really tuned in spiritual people, that, you know, it causes you to feel upset or even outraged or fearful. But it doesn't have to be that way, right? There's a really great values clarification going on right now. And if you really look, instead of looking at the headlines, if you really look at a lot of what's going on, and sometimes it makes the headlines, people are coming together in ways that they haven't before. They're coming together in community. They're coming together in support. So there's a lot of clearing out that's going on. And you want to think of this as a healing crisis, right? Sometimes it looks really bad, but there's actually great healing going on. You know, sometimes that fever has to peak in order to, you know, to deal with the virus or the bacteria or whatever it is, and then the healing can take place. So you might want to think of it like that. All right, now as we do this meditation, we're going to be working with symbols and with light. So I'd like for you to think about what you'd like to manifest. Now, you can certainly focus on, excuse me, sorry, I'm going to grab a drink of water here for a minute. Okay, thanks. All right, now you can focus on something that you'd like in your personal life. Please feel free to do that. Because if you're healthy and abundant and feeling good, you're going to be in a better position to help others and to anchor light. I've also included some suggestions for manifesting what you'd like to create in the world. So that is on your page that you're looking at, your web page. And I'm sure you can think of others. So if there's something else that you want to manifest, you can do. These are just suggestions, all right? So do whatever you want within the meditation. And I'd suggest that, you know, that you do this meditation many times. You know, it's meant to be repeated both for yourself and for the world. And you can download these meditations in the replay. And we are going to start with getting into a higher self state. And remember, your higher self is that part of you. It's a growing, dynamic life force consciousness that you are a part of. Your physical manifestation is a part of your higher self consciousness that's here in the body. And your higher self actually exists in a realm where all beings are united as one multidimensional consciousness. So talk about unity. And so we want to get into a higher self state before we do this meditation. So, and actually that's part of the meditation. So allow yourself now to sit in a comfortable position. And just take a deep breath in to relax. And let it out slowly. Relaxing as you do. And take a breath just into your upper chest and feel your heart expand as you do that. And let it out. And take a breath now, a deep breath into your abdomen and your upper chest. And continuing to breathe, feel a wave of relaxation. Feel it come into the top of your head, relaxing your scalp and the muscles of your face, the little muscles around your eyes. And allow your jaw to be slightly open and relaxed. Feel the wave of relaxation come through your neck and your shoulders. And down into your arms. And into your hands and out your fingers. And just take a moment to notice your breathing and your posture. And notice that by just adjusting each slightly, you can allow more energy to flow through your body. And now the wave of relaxation goes down through your upper chest and your upper back, down through your abdomen and lower back, into your hips. Allow it to travel down through your thighs, relaxing your knees, your shins and calves, into your ankles, your feet, and out your toes. And just notice if there's any place else in your body, any small muscles that need to be relaxed. And just by intention, you can relax those muscles. And now call your higher self to you. You do that just by thinking of it. And you may see it as coming from a distance, coming towards you as a beautiful, shimmering light. Invite your higher self to come closer. And ask it to strengthen its relationship with you. See your higher self coming closer and closer. And invite it to blend with you. Very lovingly and respectfully. Comes in through the top of your head and blends with you, seeing its light within you and all around you. And you're now blended with your higher self. Now imagine a gridwork of light around your head, extending straight upward into the higher dimensions. The higher it goes, the finer and more beautiful the gridwork becomes. Send your awareness up along this gridwork and imagine you're leaving your earth reality and going into the world of essence that is the universal mind. See yourself meeting with the unmanifested energy of what you want to create. Just use your imagination to picture it. Does it have a pattern or color? Can you sense it or feel it? Can you make it into a symbol? Make the image more flowing, open, and harmonious. Enhance it even more, perhaps adding color, fragrance, and beautiful sounds. Make its colors and its patterns more beautiful. And make it a size that feels good. Imagine that the unmanifest energy of what you are creating is alive and let it interact with you. Now add light to it. And if you're working with a symbol, interact with this symbol. You are now ready to bring this into your physical world. Let the energy of what you want change into subatomic particles of light. Create the particles with as high a vibration as you can imagine. As you change its energy into particles of light, see a crossing from the world of essence into your world of form. Let these particles of light begin to coalesce. Imagine that they have a shape and mass as they come together. Open your heart to receive these particles of light that represent the energy of what you want. Greet them with love and embrace them as you draw them toward you. Bring these subatomic light particles into your DNA located in the center of every cell. Feel the light particles penetrating all your DNA, which are encoded with your life's program. Imagine your DNA are now cooperating to bring this thing into your life in its highest, most enlightened form. The light particles of this thing are harmonizing with your life through your DNA, so that it comes to you easily and fits into every part of your life. Radiate light particles of what you want from your DNA into all your cells. And then to your emotions and your mind. Now pretend that you already have this thing in your life. How do you feel now that you have it? Imagine you are creating a time and a space for it. How much space does it take? How close in time are you putting it? Thank what you want in advance for coming. Affirm that you are ready to have it in your life. Be ready to receive it and recognize it when it comes. As you return to the room that you're sitting in, feel your new connection to this thing that you're bringing into your life. Just gently come back into the room. Just wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, just open your eyes. Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. Have a wonderful rest of your day. I would again suggest going ahead and, you know, going back to the replay and downloading this. I also wanted to say this, give a shout out here to this meditation. And I'm going to be doing a lot of these. Come from a book called Spiritual Growth by Saneya Roman. And it's a wonderful book. You can find it at orindaben.com. That's orindaben.com. And I consider Saneya and her guide Orin as some of my teachers. And so if you like it, you know, go check it out. All right. So I'm just going to check the Q&A here. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. And by the way, do spread the word, because the more people that are coming together like this and focusing in this way and being deliberate creators, rather than complaining about what's going on in the world or what's going on in your personal life, right? We want to get out of that space, and we want to put our energy, focus, and attention on what we do want to create and understand that there is a higher purpose for everything, and that we are creating with every thought, all right, in every moment. And so the more we focus together, the more powerful it is. It's not even additively powerful. It's exponentially more powerful when we get more and more people together. So feel free to share the link with anyone you want. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for me in terms of feeling good and as my contribution. But again, you know, there's no opt-in. There's, you know, it's free. My interest with this is simply in serving and drawing as many minds into a positive framework as we can. So thanks, everybody, and I'll see you next week. Bye.